listening to North Norfolk Digital with Alan Partridge and my sidekick Simon.
And, Alan, one of my spies tells me that you were dining in a certain gastropub last night.
I did have dinner at the Boxley Wheat Chief, I can't deny.
Yes, and a little bird tells me that you were not dining alone. A friend of yours?
None of your business, mate. Right, now, extinction. We're talking animals.
Well, we're not talking animals.
No. All right, we're not talking animals, no. Although the woman who does the weather is, if the graffiti in the men's toilets is to be believed.
Steady, Alan.
it's all right. I've not mentioned her by name. There are two of them. Yeah. And anyway, I'm sure it's not true, because what I read it was pretty awful, actually. Yeah, no one should have to read that.
And I'm sure she won't. It's in the men's.
Exactly. And if she does go in the men's, you know, then you know, maybe it's true. Just to be clear, we're taking calls on the question, if you could make one species of animal extinct, which would it be and how would you do it? Thanks. We've got a Steve from Swaffham emails to say, I would make all flightless birds extinct by putting the world's bird seed on a shelf that's slightly too high for them to reach, thereby starving them to death. Thanks, Steve. We also have a
fax
here. Thank you. A fax from Callum, aged 9, who's depicted his method of execution. And to describe it, it's kind of the Battersea power station lying on its side with the chimneys acting as flamethrowers, wiping out the world's population of chimpanzees. And one of them's got a little bubble there saying, oh, God, please, no, don't burn us. There it is. Very good, that is, too. And finally, we have a text from Ted in Fakenham, which simply says, cats, hammers. Good.
And a spokesman for the Norfolk Health Authority said building on the ward would be completed by early 2012. And finally, a correction. While Alan was right to say that a typhoon is approaching Norfolk, it's actually heading to the American town of Norfolk, Virginia. The weather in East Anglia should be fine and dry, so slightly misleading there. That's all for me. I'll be back in 30.
He means minutes.
What's that?
You said 30, failed to specify the unit. You may have meant years. Bit misleading.
I'll be back in 30 years?
Ideally, yes.
Can I tell you what, Alan, if I'm still...
You're listening to North Norfolk Digital. North Norfolk's best music mix. I'm joined by my comedic chum, Sidekick Simon. Good morning.
Morning.
What do you got for us today?
I've got a number of ribald rib ticklers for your delight and delectation.
He's going to be doing some jokes. It's Monday morning.
No! No! No!
I know the feeling, I do. But cheer up, me old mate. Because today on Love Luncheon, we're going to be throwing a little bit of light on the topic of English wine. What could be better than curling up on your favourite sofa, kicking off your shoes and socks, and sharing an expensive bottle of wine with the woman in your life? Or the man in your life, if you're a woman.
Or the man in your life, if you're gay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, yes. I would be the first to hold my hands up and say, in the past, circa 1983, I developed a fairly robust dislike for the gay community. But that was before I met Dale Winton. And I realised I had absolutely nothing to worry about. The man was a perfect gentleman. I actually spent 3 days at the Earl's Court Boat Show with Dale Winton and Paul O'Grady and Noel Edmonds. He's not gay, but you get the picture.
I say Noel Edmonds always reminds me of a garden gnome.
You know, if you told me 25 years ago that I was going to be talking about rigid inflatable hulls with Dale Winton, I would probably have spat at you. Got any jokes about gays?
I have got a joke about gays. Do you want me to read it?
No, God, absolutely not. You can't read it. I mean, it's very funny, but it's quite hateful. Psychic Simon.
Psychic Simon.
Delighted to say that we have here from the British Wine Marketing Board, Rosie Witter. Lovely to have you here, Rosie.
It's lovely to be here, thank you.
So what are you going to start us off with?
Right, well, we're going to ease you in today, Alan, with a Merlot, which, believe it or not, is actually produced in Surrey. Mm. Now, this is a very versatile wine.
Right, well, now, when you say versatile wine, what other uses can wine have apart from drinking?
Well, it means it can be drunk in many situations.
Ah, right. So, with some friends alongside Spagbol.
Yeah.
On your own in front of Newsnight?
If you like, yeah.
At the launch of Stirling Moss's autobiography?
Certainly.
It's that versatile. Really, that that sounds like a very good wine. I like that wine. What else have you got?
Do you want to taste it?
Yeah, sure, why not?
So, the way to drink wine...
Well, I think I'll have to drink wine, Rosie. I'll drink you under the table.
Well, I'm sure you could.
Sorry, continue. Stop. I don't drink to excess. Carry on.
Right, so, well, first of all, you swill the wine gently, and this just allows it to breathe.
Oxygenates the wine.
Yes, that's right.
I've known that for a while.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm very impressed. Then you take the wine up to the light, hold it up to the light to check its colour.
Yes.
So you can see there.
That's a very nice colour.
It's a very nice colour. And then...
Red. That's dark red. Yeah.
Yes. And then you smell it.
Mm-hmm.
So...
For the bouquet.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm semi-conversant.
Yes. I'll give it a sniff.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's deep. You all right?
Have a smell.
Oh. Right. Have you not got another glass? You had your nose in this. I'm only kidding. You've got a lovely nose.
Stick it right in.
Right. Yeah, I'm... I was slightly hyperventilating then. Used to lead to lead to panic attacks. Jesus, not now. Whew.
What were you getting?
A panic attack. Oh no, the bouquet. It's been a while since I've used, you know, wine words.
Oh well, people use all sorts of words to describe wine. I mean, you know, vanilla, melon, straw.
Surely only livestock know what straw tastes like.
It's just a hint.
Yeah, it's just a hint.
And with red wines.
Yeah, wines have hints. Yeah.
Have a go, Alan. What did you get from that?
Pepper?
Yes!
Really?
Yes, really?
That is a very peppery wine. Lots of pepper, lots of pepper. Yeah, I didn't even have to think of it. As soon as it brought to my nose, bang, pepper. Amazing.
Well, you've got a good nose. Mm.
Like you. What's next? That's a very that's very familiar. Yes. Now that's what is it?
Currants.
No. It's very specific.
Mm. Well, it's musky, so.
No. It's.
There is.
No, the rosy. That's wrong.
Sorry. It's cherry. Cinnamon.
No! This wine tastes of Chewits!
Oh! Oh, well, I've never heard of Chewits!
Have we got any Chewits?
Now, this Chardonnay from Devon is exceptionally well balanced.
Rosie, it's great. They're all great. Fantastic.
Nicely fruity with a long finish.
Yeah, it's. What does that mean?
Well,
long finish.
It means the taste lingers on the palate.
It does. It lingers on the palate, absolutely.
Like a lazy forklift truck driver. He would linger on the palate.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Not bad. Keep talking.
Well, so it lingers on the palate,
mm-hmm.
And the taste, therefore, will...
Sorry,
you all right?
Yeah, that's just this thing here. There you go.
Just...
No problem. Just... Go on, so what are you saying?
So is that taste lingering for you?
Yeah. I can still taste it. Definitely, yeah, still there.
Well, you will. You will for some time.
Yeah, it's got a... It's still there.
Yeah.
I mean, we can't wait till the flavour goes before we carry on the conversation. Because it's a long finish. It will be there for some time. No, it's gone.
Cheers. So, cheers. Anyway, which of the wines did you like best, Alan? I'm curious to know.
Which is the most... What are the prices individually? Bottle to bottle.
Right, well, this one here, this is £6. Uh-huh. This is £8.95. And this one's quite pricey. It comes in at £12.
That one is the one I think had the best flavour. Can I have it?
Oh, yes, of course. Thanks. Absolutely.
And I'll pay you for it.
Oh, no.
Seriously. I'll see you. No. You're not leaving this studio till there's a fiver. You're not leaving this studio till you've got the full cost of that wine. That's more than the right amount. That's definitely, you can keep the rest, I don't mind. This is the Commodores with Three Times a Lady. That was very good. Thank you. That was just good radio.
Good.
Yeah, simple as that.